We're hearing a track by The Magnetic Fields off their new record called Realism.
You think I'll run, not walk to you.
The band was formed in 1989 by singer-songwriter and reluctant frontman Stephen Merritt, who we met a few hours before the band performed here in Washington, D.C.
I think when I am singing, I kind of sing as though I don't want to be there. I think that's a trademark of mine.
Sometimes you don't want to be there.
Yeah, certainly, in a live situation, I don't want to be there. I don't like playing live. I don't like touring. But I'm happy recording. I'm definitely happier recording other people's voices, though.
It might be strange to hear that from a man who some critics call one of the most gifted songwriters of his generation. And yet Stephen Merritt doesn't much like the responsibility of being the front man, the interviews, the photo shoots, the attention.
You can't go around just saying stuff because it's pretty and I no longer drink enough to think you're witty.
His witty and often biting lyrics have become a kind of hallmark of the Magnetic Fields, songs about the absurdities of love and life. When Stephen Merritt and his bandmate Claudia Gonson stopped by our studios, he opened up a bit and offered his take on how to define the sound of this new album.
I call it orc folk. Claudia is confused by the orc folk tag because she visualizes it Tolkien orcs rather than orchestral.
He means O-R-C-H, orc,
orc
folk.
Orc folk.
Along the lines of the mid-60s Judy Collins albums Wildflowers and In My Life. And I tried to make a variety show within the big tent of folk, whatever folk is.
I like that the term you use, variety show, because it seems like this record is really 13 little vignettes. You know, one of my colleagues described it as opening up a jewel box filled with these different pieces inside.
I think of it as a Whitman sampler. What do you think, Claudia?
I think that it also mirrors the mission of folk music in the way that it has. There's all these stories, and a lot of them are done in radically different production approaches, but they're unified, at least on this record, by a kind of sense of hand-playedness.
You know, what always struck me about your music, Stephen Merritt, and your songwriting is how you seem to craft these miniature narratives, stories. And often, and on this album, for sure, often in under 3 minutes. A lot of your songs are less than 3 minutes. Do you?
If you can't say it in 3 minutes, why say it at all?
When you sit down to put pen to paper, do you think about telling a story in 3 minutes?
Well, when I sit down and put pen to paper, I'm generally sitting around in a bar with a cocktail in one hand and a pen in the other. And what I'm thinking about is rhymes more than I'm thinking about characters, and I think the characters make themselves.
One of those sort of mini narratives that comes to mind on this record is the song Seduced and Abandoned. There's a story in there.
I was trying to do a Victorian parlor ballad about an abandoned woman.
I know you've brought your ukulele with you. Would you guys mind playing it for us?
Okay. Seduced and abandoned and baby makes two. Baby abandoned by you. Seduced and abandoned, and what can I do? I think I might drink a few. Seduced with a grin, I was taken all in, taken in sin and in shame. Seduced by a smile, I walked down the aisle and waited a while, no one came. Seduced and abandoned, and baby makes two, and by you, seduced and abandoned, and what can I do? I think I might drink a few, and maybe the baby will too.
It's a little bit dark.
Yeah.
That's Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields performing Seduced and Abandoned here for us in the studio. This record is the third in your No Synthesizer trilogy. First, can you explain what that's about?
Well, I was bored with the old generation of synthesizers, so I wanted to take a break from them and set myself the challenge of doing three Magnetic Fields albums with no synthesizers at all.
Well, what was it about the synthesizers that you wanted to take a break from?
There was no new sound, no new technology, no particular novelty anymore. When I grew up, every new record had new sounds on it, and that's really not the case anymore.
It was a trilogy, right? No synthesizer
sure,
trilogy.
So, yes. I mean, obviously, which means that the next record will have to have synthesizers.
And is that true?
Yes, I've been buying up the new generation of synthesizers made by artists rather than manufacturers.
Huh.
And they have sounds I've never heard before.
Oh, like what?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
A new sound you were trying to create on this record?
Well, for example, we did actually record the Leaves line, Always Already Gone. Claudia played a branch full of dry leaves.
You played a branch full of dry leaves?
Yes.
How do you do that?
In the bathroom.
Do you guys do that a lot? I didn't know that. I mean,
Well, these are the mysteries and the joys of production. You know, sometimes you discover, I remember this is from an incredibly old memory from when we were practically children, but...
And you guys have known each other since you were practically children.
Yeah, and this story really is from when I think I'm in high school or something, but we discovered that if you, you know, hit something, it was like a styrofoam doll head against a wall, it was going to sound better than the drum that I was using. So we just were like hitting this doll head against a wall to keep time. And another great example, again, old one, was, I don't know if you've ever been biking down the street and, you know, something's gotten caught in the back of the wheel and it makes this beautiful melodic kind of...
Oh, like when you were a kid, you used to put a card in your spokes,
exactly,
right?
To mix this beautiful sound. And we actually were like, oh, we should record that. And we recorded it and delayed it and slowed it down and did things with that.
Do something, anything.
Do you guys see each other a lot when you're not working in the studio? I mean, do you live nearby and you've known each other?
We live about 3,600 miles away from each other.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Ah.
But we speak pretty much, you know, every few hours.
Is it strange to have known each other for so long?
I think it gets less and less strange. But certainly there are times of, you know, crisis and times of repair. It's like any 25-year-long friendship.
Stephen Merritt and Claudia Gonson are with the band The Magnetic Fields. Thanks so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
People of Earth, don't just stand there, the dollar polka. It's as fun as it sounds. Move hips and hands when the band plays the dollar polka. You may lose a few pounds. Gyrate like a gyroscope. Do something, anything, do something strange.
Now, if you were listening closely to that story, you heard the Magnetic Fields' Stephen Merritt say this.
You can't say it in 3 minutes. Why say it at all?
We couldn't have said it better ourselves, because back for round three, it's 3 Minute Fiction. The next round of our 3 Minute Fiction contest kicks off tomorrow on this program. We've got a brand new judge, writer, and all things considered book critic, Alan Chews, and of course, a new challenge. And we're proud to announce that we'll have help this round, talented young authors from the Iowa Writers Workshop. We'll be reading your stories and helping Alan pick out some favorites. So grab your pens or crack open your laptops. 3 Minute Fiction is coming back. And for Saturday, that's all things considered. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.